This lesson from Chapter 5 is called Non-Striving. There are reference illustrations in the book. Lie on your back. Take a moment or two to sense the weight of your body on the floor. Notice where you are comfortable. Are there areas that don't quite touch the floor? That seem tense? Just notice. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing on the floor, about hip-width apart. Interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. Not behind your neck, but behind in the back of your head, the area that protrudes a little bit against the floor, as if you were cradling your head in your hands. Fold your elbows in around your face and gently lift and lower your head several times, as if you wanted to see your knees. As you raise and lower, notice, are you able to do this without straining? How high do you need to lift your head in order to know that you are lifting? And let it go and rest a moment. If you want to release your hands and lengthen your legs, feel free. Now bend your knees again, and this time bring your knees up over your chest so your feet are in the air. Interlace your fingers behind your head again. This time, lift your head and bring your elbows in the direction of your knees several times. Allow your movement to be soft. Notice your breath. Do you inhale or exhale as you do the movement? Rest. As you're resting, just reflect. Were you striving to touch your knees with your elbows? Did touching your knees become a, quote, goal? Did you succeed? Did you get frustrated trying to do it? Are you tired now? If you did touch your knees to your elbows, are you satisfied? Irritated? Was it a struggle? Bend your knees and bring them to standing again. This time, bend only your right knee over your chest. Hold onto your knee with your right hand. Put only your left hand behind your head. Gently bring your left elbow in the direction of your right knee. As you do this movement, ask yourself, when do you consider this movement a success? Is it in the doing? In the touching? Are you trying to do it well? For whom? Are you trying to do it for yourself? Rest. As you're resting, notice where your thoughts go. Once again, bend your knees. And this time you're going to switch arms, but use the same leg. So that means that your left hand holds your right knee, and you're bringing your right elbow to your right knee. Now switch arms. That means that your left hand grabs your right knee. Your right hand is behind your head and you're bringing your right elbow to your right knee. And rest again. And now switch legs, bringing your left knee up. Which elbow did you choose to put behind your head? And now switch your arms again, still going to the left leg. As you're doing this, ask yourself, are there moments when I feel like I'm failing to do this correctly? Where do I feel that? Am I trying to prove something? To whom? Let it go, stretch out your legs, and rest. Just drift. Bring your knees up over your chest. From between your legs, place your right hand behind the fold of your left knee. Cross your left arm over your right arm and place your left hand behind the fold of your right knee. Holding on to your legs, stretch one leg downward toward the floor and then the other. As you do it, your arms alternately lengthen. Let this movement get bigger, so that you roll from right to left. Let the movement of the legs pull you right and left. Rest. How did you do? Were you angry that the instructions weren't clear? If you were looking at the book, was it upsetting that there was no illustration to tell you exactly what to do? Were you anxious about doing it correctly? Or was it fun? Once more, interlace your fingers behind your head. Bend your knees up over your chest. Bring your elbows and your knees towards each other. What is it like now? How do you feel about it? When you've finished exploring this, let your legs and arms go and take a rest. After resting, get up and walk and notice what your thoughts and feelings are now.